Neuters and new carry permit holders often ask, what is the caliber I should carry? Well, the answer is the largest caliber that you can accurately shoot and control. Shown in this chart are some of the entry holes of different calibers and the exit holes. On the top right, you have a .22 caliber entry hole. On the bottom left, you have the exit hole for that .22. On the top left, you have a .45 caliber, and on the bottom right, you have the .45 caliber exit hole. Notice how much bigger it is, which indicates that internally it's going to do a lot more trauma and create a larger wound channel than will the .22. On the other hand, the .22 zips around like crazy, and if it hits bone, it'll fragment, creating multiple wound channels. In this country, more people have probably been killed by a .22 than any other caliber, handgun caliber there is out there. Now, the thing is .22 caliber, do I recommend that you carry a .22? Only if you have medical conditions and reasons why you can't carry a larger one, like carpal tunnel syndrome. I've seen that a few times in class. Somebody's got carpal tunnel, they can't shoot a larger caliber. It hurts too much, so the .22 is their solution. And I'll tell you, nothing's wrong with that. I had one instructor that took issue with that. Said that that's the wrong thing to recommend to people. Well, if you have a medical condition, that might be the right thing. And he said it's not sufficient enough to stop anybody. So I suggested that he come out to the range one day. We put him downrange as the target, and I'll shoot my .22, which carries 10 rounds. It's a Ruger. And I can empty that in about 1.5 seconds, all 10 rounds. And I deliver it on target. And I said, we'll see if it stops anybody. Would you like to do that? And, of course, he didn't want to, and I didn't expect him to. But the point is that he knew damn well that that .22 getting hit 10 times in center of mass is going to stop somebody. So, again, the largest caliber you can accurately shoot and control. Now, I can shoot the 357, I can shoot the 10mm and 45 caliber all about the same. With about the same speed, not as fast as the .22 because the .22's got very little recoil, but I can still empty my .45 caliber in probably about 2.5 seconds, all 10 rounds downrange, and still be on center of mass. So if you are able to shoot the largest caliber that you can shoot and accurately control, that's the answer to the question.